So I'm Ryan. I'll be doing the book Night by Eli Weissel.
I'm doing The Boy in the Strange Pajamas by John Boyle.
I'm Jenna. I'm doing All the Light We Cannot See by Anthony Doerr.
And I'm Sean, and I've got All Quiet on the Western Front.
Okay, so question number one. What is the character's personality like early stages in the novel? For me, what I said in Night, he is confused on the whole situation, what is happening in the beginning in the early stages, when Eli's dad goes out to go talk with the Hungarian police about the Jews in the ghettos. Ed?
So, in this book, Bruno is very adventurous and honest and noisy things, especially when he's not supposed to do. And Gretel is smart, nice, thoughtful, and naive. She's showing a lack of experience or judgment even though she's thoughtful, and she serves a bunch of information for Bruno. And Bruno's mother is warm, supportive, and thoughtful. And Bruno's father is very strict, sharp, sensitive, and responsible. He works hard for his boss and his country and for Adolf Hitler.
Alright, my book has two main characters in it because it goes between two stories. So one of the characters is Marie. Her personality, she's really intelligent and smart, even though she's really, really young. Her dad works in a museum, so she spends a lot of time there learning about different things. And then the other character is Werner, and there's not that much about him yet in the book, but he's really into fixing radios, so he's also quite intelligent and kind of stuck up a little bit.
So,
yeah.
Okay, to give some context on this novel, because it's World War I instead of two, the protagonist or the main character in the story, he's like roughly 18, 19, done school now, and him and his friends from school have volunteered to be drafted into the war, right? And so through the first couple chapters, there's a great sense of nationalism, like pride to be in the war. There's an eagerness in them and enthusiasm to be joining the army in the front line. But as the story progresses, they start to realize the true horrors of the war.
True. Question number two. If you were in the character's shoes, what would you do? So if I were in Eli's shoes, I would be scared for not knowing what was happening and moving out of the house, losing toys, memories in your home, losing your friends and family, you know, and just being frightened on what could happen next to you.
So Bruno was not happy to hear that they're moving for his dad's job. After he sees the new house, he's not impressed, so he tries to convince her to move back to Berlin. I know it's rude to behave like that, but I would do the same thing as what he did.
Alright, so the two characters, there's like two different ones, as I said. Marie is 6 years old and she's going blind, and she's not German, so she's got a lot to worry about. Nothing major has happened aside from the first bomb being dropped yet, but she seems to be like quite worried in general the whole entire time because her father's out quite a bit, so she doesn't have time. She's quite alone most of the time, which is weird for a 6-year-old. And then the other one, it doesn't say how old he is, but he's fully German and he's an orphan with his sister, and they're being forced into Hitler Youth, so because they are fully German and they don't have any parents to say otherwise. So I'm not sure what I would do if I was in his shoes because it's a hard decision to make.
How would you react if you were in her position?
First,
like, how would you feel?
I'd be really worried because you're 6 years old and
not knowing what could happen.
Yeah,
next.
And her eyesight's also gone, and it's almost gone. It might have already gone, but yeah. So she can't see much. She's home alone a lot, and it'd be really worrying and concerning because
sure.
She's not told what's going on.
Yeah, especially at such a young age.
Yeah.
Okay, if I was in the shoes of the main character of All Quiet on the Western Front, in the story, the boys in general, they have no idea what the war even is, what's going on. They believe that they're just fighting for their country, they're fighting for their pride.
Yeah.
They've got a certain freedom now out of school. Their teachers the whole time have pushed them and told them that the fighting for their country is a good thing and that the war is a good thing. Mm-hmm. The whole imperialistic approach to it. Almost essentially brainwashing them. So the other thing is in the story they talk about how the boys, although they feel young going into it, within only a couple of days of being on the front line, they've already been
No, I see what you mean.
Like
yeah.
it's changed them already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Especially with like being imperialistic, like each country thinks they're better than one at the time. So, and where does it take place? Like which? Where's the?
It's from? Germany.
No, but like, where's the soldier from? Like the main character.
The soldier.
From?
They're all German.
They're all German.
It's all from the German perspective.
So it's from the like the bad kind of side point of view, kind of.
Yeah,
like
but they.
Against the
but they have.
Kind of their
they, yeah, but
like their
They still have no idea of. What
fighting like against like Russia?
Oh yeah, of what they are fighting.
Yeah.
For so honestly, if I was in that position, I can't imagine that it'd be any different. If
yeah.
If your teachers and everyone else around you has pushed you towards this and told you it's a good thing, and you really don't have any insight for yourself.
It's what you were taught.
Yeah.
You were learned to be like German. You were the most powerful like country in the world.
Yeah, I would.
And
I would.
That's what you're taught. That. You're the big nation, and that everyone around you is just, like, in your way of you.
Yeah, I'd most likely have the same approach.
Yeah, for sure. Another note on my story tonight, Eli wasn't even born in Germany. He was born in Romania, in Transylvania, but he was Jewish descent. And so for question 3, what are some factors that you need to know before reading this novel? So you need to know how the Jewish men were treated and what anti-Semitic means, what happens in World War II, how it was started, who led Germany, who they were after. So anti-Semitic means that you were anti-Jew. What happened in World War II? So Germany was imperialistic and thought they were better than every race. And if you weren't the superior, like they were looking for blonde-haired, blue eyes, strong masculine men. Pardon?
The Aryan race.
Aryan race, yeah. So they were just looking for the most superior looking thing. Just like they wanted to be better than everyone. Like if, and they were going after Jewish men, old men, old women, children who were incapable, gay men, and crippled people who were not able to be in the work camp. So they were just sent to the concentration camps. How it was started was Adolf Hitler was sent to prison for his strong beliefs against when Germany was like with the Treaty of Versailles and how they were sent the war guilt clause about how they were supposed to take all the responsibility for World War I, about how all the money and all the huge debt that they were like given was towards them, like in saying that they started the whole thing. So Hitler felt very strong about that, and he was actually sent to war or to prison. And after when he got out, he was selected to be Chancellor of Germany and eventually got supporters of his cause against the Jewish people. Who led Germany? Who they were after? Yeah, so they were against like anyone that was not the superior race, which was the strong German man.
What I'd like to add to mine about All Quiet is that their schoolmaster, whose name is Kantorek in this, he continuously pushes them and lectures them until they volunteer for the war. And even once they're in the war on the front line, the schoolmaster writes to the protagonist here and calls them the Iron Youth, and since this is only in the first chapter, they still have that enthusiasm for the war, and they that's how they think. They genuinely think that they are the Iron Youth, but although they're only 20 years old, it says that they feel like old folk.
So some of the key factors are concentration camp, and then World War II and of Nazi Germany, and Fury refers to the name of Adolf Hitler, and the most notorious death camps, Auschwitz, it's Germany name, I don't know. And also how the Jewish people were treated, that's the key factor.
For the key factors for All the Light We Cannot See, you kind of just need a basic understanding for World War II and understanding how the Jews were treated and how they were selected, like Ryan was saying, disabled children are picked first, and one of the main characters, Marie, is going blind, so her father's concern for it starting is...
For her health.
Yeah, for her health,
because... How she could be chosen to be in the concentration camp.
She'd be one of the most chosen ones, because being blind is a huge disability to them. Another key factor is knowing which countries were against each other, because the countries are just named simply in... Like, you already understand Austrians mentioned and Germany and all those countries, so understanding which one's against which.
For All Quiet on the Western Front, as of this point in this novel, you really just need a general understanding of the war zone itself, the trenches, the barracks.
No man's land.
Yeah, no man's land. The shells that are raining down upon them.
What was the technology like back then? What was used against other forces on each team?
Yeah, exactly. You just need a general military knowledge to be able to comprehend the terminology, and understand where exactly in the story they are location-wise, what's happening out on the front that's causing them to react in these ways.
On another note, for question two, if you were in the character's shoes, what would you do? On page 6, he talks about being Jewish men being boarded onto trucks and being unloaded with the on the Hungarian border going to the Polish territory, and you could just feel I couldn't even imagine the anticipation you're feeling on what could happen to you next, and your whole fate is depending on what could happen and how you act. Question 4, how do you think the characters will respond to later events in the story? I feel like Eli will become depressed and have really bad PTSD from everything that's happened to him, with losing his friends, his parents, his sister, and just going through all the traumatic events that he witnessed, being taken from place to place, and just being treated horrible, just because of his identity.
In my opinion, later in the story, Bruno will make a terrible mistake because he's so honest of what he's thinking and acting about Jews. But after that, he will make hard decisions and apologize for what he has done.
For my story, I think Werner, who is forced into the Hitler Youth, will also have PTSD, because so far in the book, he's quite caring and charismatic and smart, and he knows that it is wrong, but he doesn't have an option to. So I think he'll be quite upset with the actions he has to do. And then for Marie, I'm guessing she'll probably be separated from her father, and I'm guessing that'll be hard on her because she is so young. She's only 6 years old and blind, which is hard enough on its own. So.
For All Quiet on the Western Front, the main protagonist will most likely be hardened and bittered by the war. Already within the first two chapters, he loses a dear friend of his who had his leg amputated, and then died in the hospital bed next to him. Later in the story, they've now out on the front in the middle of the war.
Being so young.
Yeah, being so young, especially.
Not wanting to be there, stuck there because of conscription. Being there just to support your country, not actually knowing what you're signing up for.
Yeah. While he's out on the front, especially dealing with whether it's gas in the shell holes or witnessing horses and men perish and cries from the battlefield, you can already tell that his perspective on the war has shifted since the start of the novel.
For question 5, based on historic events that happen, what is influencing the character's decision? Eli's decisions are being influenced on how he thinks, what is an appropriate time to do, how to stay alive, and just how to stay well without being killed from the German Nazi soldiers, if approached, how to be respectful in a manner that you won't get killed, in a sense, and just how you're treated.
Yeah.
The Jewish people will especially influence the Bruno's decisions. Bruno has been brought up to believe that Jews are evil because his dad told him that Jews are not considered to a people. Oh, by the way, his dad is like the high soldier, like
for the Nazis. So.
And so he will begin to struggle with the disparity between what he has learned and what he is now experiencing.
So Bruno's a Christian or Catholic man, right? Like the child, like they grew up like so they're Nazis, right? So
yeah.
They would be Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I see.
Alright, there's not many that historical events that have taken place yet, though the 12 bombings that Germany did on London just started. But so far with that, it's influenced the decision of Marie's dad because he used to work at the museum, he still does, all the time, leaving her alone quite often. And he's decided to stay back a little bit more and help her because he's worried for what will worsen. Because he knows about Hitler rising in Germany and he's scared for what will come after that. And then Werner is also scared when the bombing starts to happen because he's in a hotel where one of the like guns that shoots the bombs is coming from, kind of.
Yeah.
And so he can hear the sound coming from them and it's scaring him because he knows that it's just going to get worse.
The historic events that are pressuring the protagonist in All Quiet are mainly... the adults and the powerful figures and the militaristic patriotic approach to the war, that you're defending your fatherland and if you don't then you're a coward. This is all causing the boys initially to have that eagerness for the war, that it's something that they want to participate in and defend their families and schoolmasters and such, even though the perspective of these higher ups, the commandants, the lieutenants, whatever, aren't at all in the best interest of the men themselves, because, for example, Cantorek, the schoolmaster, does not have to fight in the war. He stays at home. So although he's pressuring other people to go into the to join the war, he sits back and doesn't have to do it himself.
Okay, so and in conclusion, Eli Weissel in the story Night, he was, the key point is that each characters in our books are all living in fear, and when is the next, like, when can they, like, when will be the last time they'll breathe? Or like with Bruno, he has to live in fear if the way he's treated for being like a gay man, right, in a Catholic family, and like his dad being a strong like Nazi soldier, and Marie being blind, when will she be taken with her disability? And
I'd like to point out, Bruno isn't gay.
No,
who's the gay one? The one that's like feels like, who's the main character?
It's Bruno in The Boy in the Striped Pajamas, but Bruno isn't gay. It's never said anything about that.
Oh, I see. Okay, my bad. But yeah, so like in the Sean story, that like when will be the last time like he could get shot, and just so like the whole point is living in fear.